So we've been speaking about water in general, and I mentioned that there are actually six different songs that appear in Perek Shira referring to water. Mayim was the original, and then we look at each type, five others. Principally amongst them, the first one is the Yam, the sea, the powerful sea. Yamim Oimrim, the seas say, a familiar phrase to us, Mikoilois Mayim Rabim Adirim Mishbereyom. More than the sounds of the multitude of waters, stronger than the waves of the seas, Adir Bamorim Hashem. Hashem, you are mightier or mighty. In the Morim, in on high. Pasuk from Tehillim, brings up a big picture in our mind of the might of the sea. Think of the waves crashing, rolling, but there's another side as well. People look at the sea and it's when it's not windy, when there isn't anything like that going on, it's calm and just smooth. And you don't know that there's something so strong and powerful and irresistible going on. That's the nature of the sea. And interesting enough, these two opposite characteristics of the sea are another example of the resolution of Machlokes, which we spoke about over the past couple of podcasts. We spoke about the conflict between the upper waters and the lower waters. The lower water saying, hey, we want to be up in Shemayim, it's not fair. And Hashem said, don't worry, I will give you a place, the salt water. The salt is added to the Korbonos, and that is brought in the Beis HaMikdosh, the place which is the connection between heaven and earth, those two opposites, the spiritual and the physical, really never the twain should meet, and yet they do. That's why it creates Shalom. Baris Melach, that's why it creates Shalom. The Korban Shlomim is one such example. Interesting that the concept of the first time the waters are gathered together at the beginning of creation, it's called a mikveh. It means a collection of waters, but it also happens to be the root of the word to hope. Hope is you look forward to the future of where there will be a Shlemus, where there will be something complete. We say all brooks, all rivers, all streams make their way eventually to the sea. The sea itself, the Yam, no surprises here, is a reference to Chochmah, to wisdom. The depth, you don't see the depth, but the more you plummet, the more you realize there is inside of it. We probably don't have time today, but in the next podcast we'll examine a well-known story along those lines. The Yam itself, we've said many times during the Omer, is 50. There are 50 levels, which we spoke about leading up to Shavuos, 50 levels of positivity, 50 levels of understanding. No human being really can reach the 50th. Moshe got to the 49th. The idea that the Yam is 50 is an expression which is the end point. The word tachlis, which we've been saying all along, tachlis is an end point. Both those words, tachlis and yam, if you know your gematria, you'll understand the mispar koton, the of each, is 5. Yud and mem is 50, 5 and 0 is 5, and tachlis is 400, 20 and 30 and 10. And another 400, add those together, and again, the Mispar Koton, the small number, becomes 5. We explained that 4 are the 4 different directions, and 5 is the midpoint, right at the center. When the person is at the center of the maze, says the Ramchal and Sira Sesharim, able to have an overview of everything that's going on, that is the perfect position to be in. That's the tachlis of a person. And tachlis is the same word as techeles. And in this week's Sedra, as we've said already a couple of times previously, Korach comes to Moshe wearing with his cronies, wearing a beged, a garment which is totally techeles. And he says, does this need techeles tzitzis? Does it need extra strings, or the strings at least, to be dyed with techeles? And Moshe says, yes, it does. And we said that Korach laughed. Now, Korach was not a fool. He knew what he was asking. The techeles of the tzitzis, we're told, makes you think of the sea, which is what we're discussing. The sea helps you remember the sky. The sky reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod, of the throne of Hashem. And as we explained, Korach claimed everybody saw this. We explained sort of perhaps slightly tongue-in-cheek, perhaps the early references to an early form of communism. And he falls by this. He falls. Now, incredibly, and we said this previously, the Oisis to Rabbi Akiva, the Medrash, tells us that at the end of time, in the times of Mashiach, the Korach will be the Kohen Gadol. How does that even make sense? Well, actually, you see this hinted to already a few times. We're told that straight after, also you've got the question, like, Korach, was he a tzaddik? Wasn't he a tzaddik? Well, clearly people thought that he was, because after Korach is swallowed up, the people come and complain, and they say to Moshe, after Korach is underground saying, Moshe v'sarosay emes, Moshe and his Torah are true, they have a competition. And it's competition about the staffs of all the tribes are brought together, and only Aaron's staff blossoms. Matehu Yifrach, it says in the Pasuk, his staff shall blossom. The blossoming is the end of the story. When you see at the end of things, that is when Aaron is shown to be the true Kohen. The people, though, themselves, until that point, they said to Moshe, Atem hami temesam Hashem, you are killing, you're putting to death the people of Hashem. And it needed a Matehu Yifrach, it needed this staff to flower. The Lubavitch Rebbe pointed out that Matehu Yifrach is the Gematria of Mashiach. That's an end point, that end point at which Korach will eventually blossom. Yes, he will blossom, and he will be the Kohen Gadol when it's revealed. Atem hamitem, that is revealed. Atem is the letters of MS, and Korach will be that Kohen Gadol. Matehu Yifrach, amazingly, we know, it's a concept brought a number of time, by a number of Mefarshim, that at the final tzmicha, es tzemach dovid, matzmeach keren shur, the final tzmicha, and the final growth, which is, as we said, Matehu Yifrach is the Mashiach. We say in Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos on Friday night, which is the same just before we say Mikolos Mayim Rabim, when we talk about the song that the sea itself sings, we say that the tzaddik katomar yifroch, the tzaddik shall sprout like the date palm, yifroch, it says Matehu Yifrach, incredibly, say Chazal, the Arizal says this, tzaddik katomar yifroch, take the last letters of that, tzaddik is a kuf, tomar is a resh, yifroch is a ches, you have Korach, because at the end, that is what is revealed. And what did Korach reveal? Korach revealed that Moshe v'sorosoy emes, Moshe and his Torah, are true. And says the Lubavitch Rebbe, I saw this just before, it's unreal this. He says, that word, Moshe v'sorosoy emes, what is the point of that word emes, the stress on emes? We've spoken about it many times, but watch this. The three things that Korach had a problem with, that he argued with the concept that why should Aaron be the Kohen Gadol? Secondly, he brings in the Techeles, the Beged of Techeles. He says, you don't need separate strings of Techeles. And then he argues about the mezuzah when you've got a room full of Sifrei Torah. MS stands for Aaron, mezuzah, and Techeles. And Korach reveals all of that in the end to be true. Tzadik katomar yifroch, like the date palm, the tomar, as we know, represents the zokain. The zokain, the zakanim with the 70 date palms with the zakanim. And Korach recognizes at the end the wisdom of the zokain, zekona chokhma, the chokhma, which is represented by the yam, mikolos mayim rabim. At the end, all is revealed that Korach shows us that Moshe was so rossoi emes.